三，
让我们同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us have a second hour afternoon service.
奉圣名，我们开始第二节下午的聚会。
Let's sing him 166.
我们唱一首诗，166首。
Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主的圣名说话。
This afternoon, I'd like to continue the message from the book of Daniel.
今天下午我们继续学习但以理书。
If you look at the book of Daniel, Daniel and his three friends, they continue to face challenge in their life.
我们可以看到但以理跟他的朋友们在他们的整个生命里面生活当中继续面临很多的征战。
Now, many times this crisis and this challenge is a life-threatening challenge.
往往这些危机使他们受到这个生命的威胁。
And it's telling us that a Christian life, because we believe in God, our life path is always smooth. But because we believe in God, we encounter many difficulties actually.
同样的，作为一个基督徒的我们，也不是一帆风顺，我们也往往面临到很多的这个困境。
But actually, all the challenges serves us to improve our quality of faith.
往往这些挑战、这些危机使我们的这个信仰的品质得以提升。
It is Christ itself. It's not a positive thing. So we can say.It's something sad or people doesn't want to face it.
当然没有人愿意来面临危机，它往往是这个负面的，会带来很多的困扰。
But if it comes from God, then it helps us, it serves us a great benefit.
但是如果这些危机是从神而来的，或者神所应许之下，对我们来说却是有益处的。
It's not because of you are smart.We can overcome the crisis, but because God is with us.
并不是我们的聪明智慧才使我们能够克服这些危机，而是从神那边来的给我们的力量跟智慧。
So when we encounter the difficulties or challenges, it's important how we can accept it.
关键是当我们面临到这些困境或者挑战的时候，我们要如何来面对。
Now let's listen to the book of James.
我们看一下雅各书
James chapter 1
雅各书的第一章
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4
第一章的第二节到第四节
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4
雅各书第一章第二节到第四节
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials.Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
第二节，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
You know, when we encounter the crisis, there are two kinds of way we can respond.
那么我们面临这些这些试炼或者是叫危机的时候我们可以用两方面来回应。
One way we can respond is to express our complaint.
我们在一方面我们或是因为面临这些困境我们就发出很多的怨言。
When Israelites, when they get out of Egypt, their life,dramatically changed.
我们就好像以色列人离开埃及的时候，他们的生命受到很大的改变。
No longer their life is settled in the one place to live, but they have to continue to move on.
他们不像以前在埃及的时候是定居在那里，现在却是要不断的变动。
So they have to change their attitude, to face this kind of life.
所以他们也要为他们这个给他们整个生活的变动。而有所调整。
And since when they live in Egypt, that all the food and all the things is provided.
当他们在埃及生活的时候，所有的这些食物等等都已经提供给他们。
But they haven't faced such kind of life, a lake of water and also the kind of food that they cannot have what they liked.
但是他们面临到缺水或者是这个没有他们所喜欢吃的食物的时候，那又如何呢？
Actually, when they get out of the Egypt, it's life, different set of life started.
当他们离开埃及的时候，他们整个的这个生活的这个方式就已经不同了。
It's a very upgraded. They turn out to be free men.
实际上，他们成为了自由的人。
No longer bounding their life as a slavery.
他们也不再成为受捆绑的奴隶。
But then they have to face all different kind of the dangers of or the life in the desert.
同样的，他们在这个旷野的这个生活当中，也就会面临各种不同的危机。
So we can see the two kinds of response from these people.
所以同样的，对他们面临这些问题的时候，他们就可以有两种不同的反应。
One side, the majority, they complain to God and complain to Moses.
我们可以看到，大部分的人都向摩西或者向神抱怨。
But Joshua and Caleb, and they accept all this pathway of life in the wilderness.
可是。这个约书亚跟加勒却能够接受这种在旷野的生活，
because they understand God's will.
因为他们对神的旨意非常的明了。
It convinced them how they can walk through these difficulties.
他们也同时被说服知道如何要经过这样的困境。
So when the crisis came to our life, it came from God, but there is also the Satan's temptation also follow up too.
所以如果这个这个危机是从神来的，也是在神的旨意之下，可是同样的，这个撒旦的这个试探我们也会面临。
So when we encounter the crisis, sometimes a very stressful moment, we easily can express based on our own emotions and our own feeling.
We cannot.
With a negative, we can express ourselves.
所以，当我们面临到这些危机的时候，我们也很自然的把我们这些抱怨，我们的情绪那么做出这样的反应。
But then we have to think about as a Christian, the children of God, we can think about at this kind of difficult times, and there is a they might have a will of God.
但是作为一个信徒，作为神的子女。我们需要去思考，面临到这些危机的时候，那么也许会有神的旨意。
God do not let us under such a crisis let us to be perished.
神不会让我们在面临这些危机的时候而受到这个让我们在这个危机当中而丧失掉。
When I look at the Daniel chapter 2, this is the beginning where the king, he had a dream at night.
那我们看回《但以理书》第二章，开始的时候提到这个王做了一个梦。
But when he had a dream, and the following morning, and he get up, and he cannot remember the dream.
可是，在第二天早上他却不记得了这个梦的内容。
It makes him a great trouble in his heart.
所以他就心里烦乱。
And so he knows that this dream is this is not just a kind of a simple or a trivial dream, but it's a very important dream for him.
对他来讲，这不是一个普通的梦，而是一个非常重要的梦。
He understood there's some kind of message within his dream.
他也知道这个梦里面一定有很重要的信息。
But he couldn't recall this dream.
可是他没办法能够记得起这个梦的内容是什么。
During this ancient time, anybody who has a dream, this is an important message God gave it to them in through their dream.But if they cannot recall, then it turned out to be their own curse.
那么在这个古时候，如果这是一个从神来的梦，他们就不记得了。那么对他们来讲，是一种非常大的这个烦乱。
But we can see the chapter 2 verse 1 here, and he had a dream, but he couldn't recall, so he had a lot of trouble in his heart anyway.
所以我们在第二章第一节提到，看到他做了梦，因为他忘了，心里烦乱。
And then he called all the magician and conjurer sorcerer. Verse 2 says, All the wise men, he called them into the palace.
所以他把这些术士、法术的、行邪术的和加勒底人，就是那些比较有智慧的人，统统招来了。
So these people actually they are very wise men. So they are the one who to give advice to king and they give some suggestion to king to let this kingdom to be prospered.
那么这些就算是所谓的王的这个智囊他们给王很多的建议。
But so far, because every time the king had a dream, then explained that dream, so they can interpret dream previous so far. In this way, they help a king.
过去如果王把梦的内容跟他们讲，他们或许可以这个把里面的这个的含义说给王听。
But this time, king asked them to, "You can tell me what I had a dream last night, and then you can interpret also."
可是这一次情形不一样。王说：“你把梦的内容讲给我听，再替我解梦。”
Now, which is it doesn't make sense to anybody actually.
对于一般人说起来，这是相当不合理的。
But we understand when king asked them because he understood some of the many of them maybe they connected with a kind of spirit, so they can maybe.Bring up this dream to explain to him.
所以他也知道他们当中有一些所谓叫做通灵的人或许他们可以把梦的内容说出来。
But then none of these people have a previous that kind of experience.
可是这些人都没有这样的能力，没有这样的经验，能够把这个忘记的梦说出来。
And so the chapter to verse 4, now these people ask the king, if you tell me your dream, then I can explain to you.
所以当时的加勒底人就跟王说，你如果把梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。
And at that time, the king got a little bit, the king here kind of disturbed, and also they get angry about this magician and conjure sorcerers.
所以这个王心中就不悦，而且也有点生气了。
They never expect that this instance turn out to be their crisis for themselves.
所以这些人万没有料到这个事情成了他们的危机。
So verse 5, the king asked them to, if you cannot interpret my dream, which means you all be killed.
所以王说，你们若不讲梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必被凌迟。
But if you tell me the dream and interpret, then I'll give a reward.
你们若讲梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必从我这里得正品和赏赐，并大尊荣。
So king said, you tell me the dream and interpret, nobody can tell him what he had a dream the last night.
所以王要他们把梦的内容跟讲解告诉他们，但是没有一个人能办得到。
But we can see here the nature of a crisis, a nature of like this kind of crisis.
所以我们可以看到这个危机的这个情形。
Now when we look at the verse 5 and verse 6, one side is very negative because they all be killed if they cannot bring up the dream to explain and interpret him.
所以我们看第五节和第六节，从一方面看起来，这是一个相当负面的。
But the other side, if anybody can bring up the record of this dream,and then explain to the king, then they got reward, which is a positive sign.
但是从正面来看，如果有一个人能够把梦的内容和这个讲解告诉王的话，就必得赏赐。
The most of the case in the Bible can say that there's always two sides when the crisis come upon them.
所以常常在我们看圣经上记载到，当一个危机来的时候，都有两方面可以从两方面来看待。
When we look at the book of Esther, when Esther faced theAll the Jewish people, they're under the great dangers at that time.
我们如果看到以斯帖在当时整个民族都面临生死关头。
According to an ancient time, king already made order as a rule, and it's impossible to change, which means they're under life risk, all of them.
在古时候，如果王已经下令或者传旨了，那么他们的这个生命都已经面临危机了。
But once the God can change this crisis toward to the positive way, then all the Jewish people all saved, and also all the enemy they were all killed.
那么当神化险为夷，那么这个敌人，那么反而被杀。
Now we also can see that when under the king King Saul and He defends his kingdom against the Philistine.
啊，就好像那扫罗王来打败这个这个腓力斯人的时候。
At that time, Philistine has a huge the giant man Goliath.
啊，大，哦，在当时啊，他们这些这个腓力斯人啊，都是这个相当高大的。
In order to defend the nation, they have to face this man, a giant warrior.
所以他们就要面临像哥利亚这么样的一种高大的这种人。
Scripture tells us that none of the people actually stand in front of him and then to dare to contest with him.
所以圣经告诉我们，在当时没有一个人敢来面对这个哥利亚这样如此这高大的人。
All the Israelites know that this man is a warrior and also the giant man.
所有人都知道这个人啊是一个英勇的战士，没有人能够来来这个征服他。
Even the king Saul cannot stand up in front of him to challenge to him.
甚至这个扫罗也没有办法来面对这样的人。
So we can say this is the crisis.
我们可以看出来，这个时候是面临这个危机。
But with the man's words, no solution and no way to get out.
从人来看没有任何解决的办法。
Only way to surrender to them. But if you surrender, then the whole life to be turned out very miserable.
如果他们向敌人投降的话，那么他们整个的这个生命就会变成非常的可悲。
At that time, David came on to hear a visit to see what's going on and his brother.
所以这时候就大卫来看发生什么事情。
None of the people expected that David can solve this crisis.
当时没有人相信大卫能够解决这样的问题。
And so he trying to, I want to understand this man who to despise the name of God.
所以他要来杀这个来羞辱这个主名的人。
So he put on the armor of King Saul, but it's too heavy. It's not fitted onto him, so he take it out.
所以扫罗他们开始说给他穿上这个盔甲这个战袍，但是因为太大了。
He can bring the sword to fight against him, but he's not get used with the kind of sword.
他虽然可以用这个刀来这个来跟敌人征战，可是他从来没有用过这刀剑。
So his way to go out the stream, that he pick up the five stones and then use the slings that he fight against the Goliath.
所以他在这个溪中挑选了五块光滑的石子。那么手中拿着甩石的这个机旋。
The crisis is very huge. None of the people can solve.
在当时这个危机是相当大的，却没有任何人能够解决这个问题。
But man of God can solve it.
可是只有神能够解决这个问题。
David is not trained.
那么大卫不是曾经受过训的战士。
But he is the one that trusts in God.
可是他那么相信神，信靠神。
So when he pick up the five stone.
所以他捡了五块光滑的石子。
None of the people expect this five stone can hit the Goliath's head.
没有人也相信像这样的石子能够击杀这个哥利亚。
He dared to come out to challenge this crisis.
可是他却有这样的勇气来面临这种的危机。
A stone is a stone, but God's hands within his stone.
但是虽然石子是一个石子，可是神的力量与他们同在。
Bible never says he slinged several times, so one miss and second miss and third miss, finally fifth one to hit his forehead, but the first one hit his forehead.
圣经上并没有记载说这个大卫甩了一个石子，但是没有击中，然后第二个、第三个、第四个、第五个，圣经上只是说他用。一个第一次甩出一根石子就击中了。
The one the people look at the crisis as a negative, but from the man of God look at this as positive.
那么从这个一般的人看起来，这样面临着这样的危机，可是依靠神的人却能够化险为夷。
This kind of things in the Bible we can see more and more actually.
在圣经上我们可以看出有很多这样的例子。
And during the time of King Hezekiah, the nation also the seized by the Assyrian.
Who?
Assyria.
当时他们被这个叙利亚所包围的时候，
they
亚述所包围的时候，
they circle around the whole Jerusalem.
那么整个耶路撒冷被包围了。
There's no way that they can fight against their enemies.
他们没有办法能够来战胜他们的敌人。
According to scripture, 185,000 the enemies, they're outside.
啊，在圣经上说，差不多有将近啊18万的人围攻以利啊，围攻这个耶路撒冷。
So the King Hezekiah brought this letter, which is urging to him to the surrender.
啊，所以当时他们要西西家王来投降。
So he brought this letter to the temple of God.
啊，所以他就把这个信息带到。这个殿里面去。
He prayed to God. God can solve this crisis.
那么他向神这个来祷告，求神来解决这个困境。
He knows the man's way is impossible.
他知道用人事是没有办法能够来解决的。
So God listened to the King Hezekiah's prayer.
那么神垂听了西西家王的祷告。
The next day, when he went out, find out 185,000 people all turn out to be dead bodies.
后来那么这些十八万的这些敌人都死了。
Even though Assyrian king they went back, he was killed by their own two sons.
甚至亚述王回去的时候，他也被两个儿子所杀。
God totally God can change the crisis to their victories.
所以这个整个的危机。却转换成这个胜利。
Now, when we encounter the crisis, how we can solve, how we can deal with it?
所以同样，当我们面临危机的时候，我们要如何来面对呢？
And many times we are under the stress, then our choice seems like very limited, we think.
当我们面临到这些压力，而我们的这个选择又很少的时候，那又该如何呢？
This time when the king asked the wise men to let them to tell him the dream and interpret dreams,None of the king can do it.
就像当尼布甲尼撒王有这个梦，而要他的智囊来替他解梦的时候，要把梦的内容说出来，而且要解梦，他们没有一个人能办得到。
If I was Daniel, the better one thing is I would just run away.
如果我是但以理的话，我大概跑得远远的。
Because you look at the Daniel and his three friends, they are the one of these groups. They are also under the disorder of the killing all of them.
那么我们可以看到丹尼跟他三个朋友，他们也是属于这些哲士们，他们也同样的要被杀。
Now look at Daniel chapter 2 verse 13 and 14.
我们看一下丹尼书第二章第十三节和十四节。
So the decree of force that the wise men should be slain, and they looked for Daniel and his friends to kill them. Verse 14.verse 12 and 13. Because of the king, because of indignance and the very furious, and they gave order to destroy all the wise men of of Babylon. So the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they looked for Daniel and his friends to kill them. So we can see here now an order came from king. So all those wise people to be killed by this people.
我们可以看出那王下令要杀这些哲士，那么但以理跟他同伴们也要被杀。
There's no way to get out.
他们已经没有办法能够逃脱了。
And then now in the verse 14 said Daniel, the Ariel now came out and then looking for the people to find them so to kill them all now.
十四节记载王的护卫长亚略出来要杀巴比伦的哲士。
And then he met the Daniel.
那么他碰见但以理。
Let's look at verse 14.
我们看十四节。
14 and 15.
和十五节。
And then Daniel replied with the decree that this discernment to Ariel and the captain of the king's bodyguard who had gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to the Arioch,The king's commander, for what reason is the decree from the king's urgence? Then Arioch informed Daniel about the matter. Now we can see here the Arioch came out to find out all these wise men to slay them, and he met Daniel first.
那么当王的护卫长亚略出来要杀巴比伦的哲士的时候，他先碰见但以理。
But here we can see the interesting thing is Arioch do not seize him to kill them.
我们发现到很有趣的是，当这个亚略见到这个但以理，却并没有马上杀他。
Actually, here the Ariel and telling him what's going on, what happened.
亚略却告诉但以理他们将要发生的事。
And then now is he ask Ariel to let him to see the king.
所以但以理就要求亚略让他去见王。
This is of course we can see this part is as a little just a trivial part of this story.
这是一个这个整个这个事情里面一个相当重要的转捩点。
But we can find out the receiving the favor, it's very precious. Many times it's sourced to be to solve the problem.
所以我们可以看知道要得到这个宽限是非常的重要。
And he received the favor from the Arioch.
所以他从亚略那边得到这个宽限。
And so he get the chance to meet the king.
所以他有这样的机会来见王。
Then we can see here in a Christian's life, it's important that we can change our life to gain the image of God.
Oh, to gain our life change.
We can say image of God.
Image of God?
Yeah.
Oh, so we
like a Christ, we can say.
我们作为基督徒的话，我们应该活出主的样式，基督的样式。
Now we can follow the Holy Spirit, so we gain the fruit of Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以追随着这个圣灵的带领，圣灵的脚步。
So that we can transform our life to be true Christian.
所以我们的生命就得以更新能得以转换。
And other people can look at us as a Christian, they can trust us.
所以当别人看出我们像看出我们是个基督徒就能够来信靠我们就能够信任我们。
If you look at the life of Joseph, and his success is, of course, is come from God's hand.
当然我们知道像约瑟的成就是从神那边来的。
But if you look at the Bible, we can see that he has a certain attraction as a believer.
那么他作为一个信者他有令人家知道很仰慕的地方。
When he was sold to Egypt,
当他被卖到埃及去。
And he was under the Potiphar's hands.
但他到了这个波提法家里面去。
But Potiphar find out, he's different.
波提法发现到他是一个不同的人。
Now let's look at the one in Genesis chapter 39.
我们看创世纪。
Genesis chapter 39 verse 4, Genesis 39 verse 4 says, Joseph found a favor in his sight.
39章第4节，约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩。
And so he received found a favor in the Potiphar's sight, so he became his personal servant, verse 4 says.
那么因为他在这个主人眼前蒙恩。那么他就伺候他的主人。
So Potiphar gave all the things unto in his hand in his charge to manage his house.
所以波提法派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。
The why what Joseph made receive the favor from the master?
那么约瑟如何在主人眼前蒙恩呢
？Because chapter 39 verse 3 says his master saw that the Lord was with him.
39节第3节，他主人见主与他同在。
So the Potiphar carefully look at the Joseph, find out God is with him. So whatever he doing is there's a blessing there.
因为波提法那么观察到那么神与约瑟同在，那么又见神从使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
We know later on he was seduced by the Potiphar's wife and.He unfairly accused, so he cast into the prison.
那么后来他被主人的这个妻子这个引诱，可是却不随从犯罪，那么却受冤枉，丢到监狱里面去。
Even within the prison, the jail guard look at him and can find out he's different.
甚至他身处灵屋。那么这个酋长也发现他这个与别人不同。
So jail guard gave all the things in his hands, so he can charge of the prison jail.
所以同样的，那么神与他同在，这个私狱就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下。
And also at that time, the two of them who having making the bread and the cup bearer, they came to this prison.
后来这个酒政和膳长来见约瑟。
And making the bread and cup bearer is considered a very high rank officer.
那么这个酒政和膳长的官位可以说是蛮高的。
I'm sure because the age wise also mid age we can just guess. Mid age, we can say they're not like this young, like Joseph.
他们很可能是这个中年人。
But then as a core, the prisoner, they look at Joseph.
他们也同样在监狱里面就来找约瑟。
And both of them, they share their dream to Joseph.
他们就把他们所自己的梦告诉约瑟。
Because the Joseph is worthy to share their problem with him, so that they expect to receive some kind of advice from him.
那么他们知道把这个梦讲给约瑟听可以这个他可以为他们来解梦。
Joseph is a young man.
约瑟那时候是一个年轻小伙子。
But he has a certain, we can say now there is a Christian attraction.
我们可以看到有这个有这个基督的香气那么有基督的形象。
Daniel, he received a favor. He received favor from the Areopagus, and also he received a favor from the king also.
那么约瑟在这个护卫长面前蒙恩，也在王面前蒙恩。
If we go back to the Daniel chapter 2, when he came to king and asked some period of time.
那么在我们如果看回但以理书第二章就发现到这个但以理。要求王给他一些宽限。
So Daniel asked, "Can you give me some time so that I can tell you the dream and interpret your dreams?"
所以但以理要求王给他一些时间，他就可以把梦的内容把这个梦的内容跟解梦把梦讲解给王听。
If you look at the Daniel chapter 2, king do not give anybody as this much of favors.Beside Daniel,
我们知道，我们可以看到，在圣经上，除了对但以理以外，王很少那么这个给别人宽限。
You look at Daniel chapter 2 verse 8. He doesn't want a bargaining for times.
我们如果看第二章第八节，王不愿意给任何的宽限。
So this is the it, and you cannot bargain with the time. You have to tell me the dream. You have to interpret it.
好，我们可以看到说，王马上让他们把这个梦跟这个讲解说出来。
But to Daniel,
王不允许他们讨价这个讨价还价。
God, to the Daniel, the king granted this period of time.
可是对但以理王却给他宽限。
Then we can say that the king has some kind of trust or kind of some credit or the build up to the Daniel.
我们可以看到王对但以理的信任。
So this is really helped solve this crisis.
所以这就能够帮助他们来化解这样的危机。
It's important that the Christian life will build up to this, the image of God within us.
所以同样的，作为基督徒，我们要有神的形象，基督的样式。
This one cannot be done by one day.
这是不是一天所能够造成的。
Now we know that Daniel wear this kind of the image he built up through his spiritual cultivation.
我们知道但以理有神的形象那么有神的这个美好的有神的这个灵性是经过他经年累月的这个灵修的功夫所达成的。
We know in Book of Daniel mentioned that he prayed every day three times.
我们在但以理书里面可以看到说他一天祷告三次。
That's what the Daniel chapter 6 says. But he doesn't say, but we can tell.And he continued to pray to God every day.
这件事记载在但以理书第六章里面。可是我们可以看到，但以理一定是每天这样不断的祷告。
So for a period of time, he cultivated himself through the communicate with God.
所以经过他这样长时间的灵修他就跟能神有如此的灵交。
So that he built up his Christian images.
所以他就这样子的话，就具有神的形象。对我们今天来讲，就是有基督的形象。
If we can't continue to cultivate ourselves,
如果我们不断的灵修
，when the time the crisis come upon to us.
当我们面临危机的时候
we can challenge to the crisis
我们就能够来面对这样的危机能够经得起这样的挑战
as I mentioned the David when he went out to the battlefield also same
同样的当大卫到这个战场上去的时候
none of the people think that he is prepared to face to the Goliath
没有人能够想象到他已经准备好来面对这哥利亚
or physically not trained
那么他不是一个受过军训的人。
His age is not reached up yet to be go out to fight.
甚至他的年纪也没有达到能够去与敌人来征战。
But yet spiritually he cultivated himself enough to go out to fight against the enemies.
可是因为他有如此美好的灵性啊，那么做已经完成了这个灵修的功夫，所以他能够出去跟敌人征战。
So it's important Christian life we constantly we build up our image of God within ourselves.
所以同样的，我们作为一个基督徒，也应该借着灵修，那么使我们有基督的形象。
When the crisis coming to us,
所以当我们面临危机的时候
，we can daily come upon to the challenge toward the crisis.
所以我们就能够来经得起这个危机的挑战。
So that we can go over, we can make a victorious Christian life.
那么我们才能够在我们这个基督徒的生命里面。胜了又要胜。
And also the Daniel chapter 2 verse 16, here he asked the king for some period of time.
所以在但以理书第二章十六节里面，那么要求王给他宽限。
And chapter 2 verse 16,
我们看但以理书第二章十六节。
So Daniel went in and requested of the king that he would give him time in order that he might declare the interpretation to the kings.
但以理去进去求王宽限，就可以将梦的讲解告诉王。
God never say anything to Daniel's the promise that he can understand the king's dream and also that he can interpret his dream.
神到目前神并没有这个应许这个但以理把这梦的内容跟解梦跟讲解告诉王。
But he has a confidence a few days, if he get a few days, he can pray to God and God listen to his prayer.
但是但以理有信心在这个宽限的期间，如果他向神祷告的话，他会得到这个解答。
So far he build up his religious life. He knows that God is with him.
这就是但以理的这种可以说是这种过着这种灵修的生活，知道神会向他启示。
It's not trying to avoid this kind of the crisis.
并不是说他想要来避免这个危机。
He knows that God is his side.
他知道神是站在他那一边的。
So few days is enough that he prayed to God. He and his friends have prayed to God, and God will surely answer to him.
所以在这个宽限的期间，他跟他的朋友向神祈求，神就会向他们指示。
When I look at the Exodus chapter 14, when the Israelites when they get out of Egypt,
我们看一下出埃及记第十四章。
At that time, when they faced the Red Sea in front of them,
当他们在面临红海的时候
，the Israelites they don't know what to do, so they start to stirring up themselves because of the behind them there's an enemy, the Egyptian army chasing after them.
那么他们心里非常的慌乱因为这个前无去路，后有追兵。
So naturally, they are kind of insecure. All the people there
他们感到非常的这个不安。
But that time, Moses' attitude was very different.
当时这个摩西的态度就非常的不一样。
Now, Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14.
我们看出埃及记的第十四章 ，13 呢
？Chapter 14, verse 13 and 14.
第十三节、十四节。
But Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." And here the Moses said to the people, "God never gave this words to him before."
我们看到在这两件事情里，这件事情当中，神从来不对摩西这么讲。
But these words come from his confidence, that his trust in God.
那么这是摩西对神的信任。
When he said this word, it came true later on exactly what he said.
他说不要惧怕，只管站住，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见了。他说这番话，最后是应验了。
After Moses said to the people, and then he right away come to the Lord, he prayed to God.
当摩西向以色列人说完了这番话以后，他即刻向神来祷告。
And then let's look at verse 15.
我们接着看十五节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the son of Israel to go forward." We can see here that after he said to his people, "Forgive them a confidence, give them a courage," and then he come to the Lord, he prayed to God.
当摩西向这个向百姓 这个勉励啊，来保证他们的安全以后，他就向神来祈求。
So here the verse 15, what God says, why are you crying out to me? Tell the son of Israel, go to forward means, now I listen to your prayer. So now you go out. Then, which means I gave you already the solution for this crisis.
所以十五节主对摩西说，你为什么向我哀求呢？你吩咐以色列人往前走。这就是神给他这个给摩西这个解决的方法。
So verse 16 says, lift up your staff and stretch out hands and see the divided into the give the way.
你要举手向海伸杖，把水分开。以色列人要向海中走干地。
It's the same way that when Daniel he asked the king for grant a few days and then he go back and he asked his friends and pray to God.
同样的，当但以理要求王给他宽限的这个期间，他和他的三个朋友向神来祈求。
God listened to Daniel's and his three friends' prayer.
那么神垂听了但以理和他三个好朋友的祷告。
So this crisis actually solved very easily.
所以要解决这个危机，说起来是很容易的。
You look at the Daniel chapter, to all these wise men says, this one, none of the people can solve it. Only the one who connect with the spirit the above can solve it.
所以我们可以看到这些事情，在这件但以理书的第二章里面，我们可以看到像这个事情，只有从上面来的灵才能够解决这个问题，没有人能够解决，除此以外没人能够解决。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 2. Go back to chapter to verse 10 and 11.
Chapter 2.
Yeah.
我们看
Daniel chapter 2 verse 10 and 11.
我们看但以理书第二章第十节 chapter 10.
Chapter 2, verse 10. Yeah. 2 verse 10 and 11. The Chaldean answered the king and said, There is not a man on earth who could declare the matter for the king, inasmuch as no great king or ruler has ever asked anything like this of any magician and conjurer and a Chaldean. Moreover, the things which the king demand is difficult, and there is no one else who could declare.It to the king, except God who dwell place is not with the mortal flesh. This is what all the wise men, this is what the magician, the conjurer, sorcerer, they confess to the king.
这就是当时的这些术士就是可以说神的这些智囊向王的陈述。
We cannot solve this one. We cannot bring out your dreams or we can interpret your dream. It is impossible.
我们没有办法替你解梦。尤其是你不把梦的内容说出来。
But later on, Daniel asked his three friends, they prayed to God.
所以后来但以理跟他的朋友一起向神来祈求。
And verse 19.
第十九节。
Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in the night visions. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. So when they prayed to God, and that God revealed this dream,to the Daniel.
他们向神祈求祷告以后，那么神就在夜间的异梦中将这奥秘的事显现给这个但以理。
Verse 19-20, continued Daniel, he expression of his thanksgiving to bless and praising God.
那么十九节、二十节，我们就可以读到但以理对神的称颂跟感谢。
In verse 20, Daniel answered and said.Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and the power belong to Him. Here, this way, he praising God.
二十节但以理说，神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属乎他。
None of the wise men can solve this crisis.
在当时世上有智慧的人是没有办法凭着人的能力来解梦的。
But Daniel and his three friends solved this problem.
但是但以理跟他的朋友却把这件事情解决了。
Because God was with them.
因为神与他们同在。
It is a blessing that this way their position and their status more secure than before.
也就是因为这件事情，他们得到这个得到祝福他们的位置也就更加的稳固了。
Because they know how to rely on God and trust in God.
因为他们知道如何去信靠神。
So God truly helped them to solve this crisis and under such a life crisis of their life, but God solved it and God secured them.
那么神那么就帮助他们使他们化险为夷。
I hope that we can learn from Daniel chapter 2 here this kind of when sometimes a crisis comes upon in our life.
我希望我们都能够从但以理书第二章里面学习到这样的功课，在我们的生命里面，我们常常会面临到这样的危机。
None of the people in this world can solve it, maybe.
尤其是当世人没有办法帮我们能够解决这些问题。
But we know we have experienced it in our life before.
但是我们知道，我们过去在我们的生命里面有如此的体验。
When God help us.
当神帮助我们
，All the crises can be solved by the hands of God.
那么神的手能够解决这些的危机。
When we look at the Daniel chapter 2, we learn that why our prayer is very important.
所以我们从第二章里面学习到这个祷告，我们的祷告是如此的重要。
Because Daniel and his three friends, they truly rely upon the God's hand.
因为但以理和他三个朋友真正的依靠神。
They never touch upon their own hands, but as let the God can touch this problem to solve it.
他们没有用自己的手来解决，而是借着神的手来解决这些问题。
And their position is more secure than before. He mentioned Daniel chapter 3, chapter 2. Let's look at.
我们接着看
as final verses.
我们接着看第二章。
Daniel chapter 2, verse 48 and 49.
48节、49节。
Then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief prefect over all the wise men of Babylon. 49. And Daniel made a request of the king, and he appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the administration of the province of Babylon while Daniel was at the king's court.So we can see here the 48 or 49 here, the Daniel's position is more higher than before and secure than before. And also Daniel's three friends, their position also secure and higher than before.
我们可以看到这两节里面，王高台丹伊里，那他的这个地位被提升了，还有他的三个朋友，同样的地位就更提升了，那么他们就更得到保障。
At this time, none of the follower like a magician or conjurer, sorcerer, considered a wise man, they cannot complain to the king why his position move up to the higher.
所以那些哲士们，他们没有办法，也不能够向王来投诉为什么但以理和他的三个朋友得到这个高升。
Because they confess to the king, said they cannot solve the problem, but those who only dwell.The man with the God can solve this problem.
那么，因为他们向王承认这件事情很困难，除了不与世人同居的神明，没有人在王面前能说出来。
Actually, Daniel saved their life also.
可以说，那么但以理也救了这些人的命。
So none of the can, everybody has to be supported that Daniel's position move up to secure on the top of
the world. 所以但以理成为他们的首长他们也只有很顺服的来接受而且要来支持他。
This is the way, God's way to solve the crisis.
这就是神的方法来解决化解了这次的危机。
I have the brother and sister, when we encounter difficulties and a trial in our life.
所以弟兄姐妹们当我们在面临到危机或者是试炼的时候
Yes, man's way, we don't know what to do.
从人的方面来看我们没有办法能够解决。
But that message is telling us, ask us to pray to God.
这个里面做的信息是告诉我们说要向神来祷告。
If we truly rely on God without prayer.
我们借着祷告来信靠神。
With the trust in God.
我们对神的信赖。
God surely listen to our prayer.
那么神一定会垂听我们的祷告。
Christ is turned to the true blessing.
那么这个危机就会转换成为祝福。
I hope all the brothers and sisters receive this kind of blessing.Just like Daniel received.
我也希望弟兄姐妹们能够像但以理这样子的得到神的祝福。
Let's all pray in silence.
让我们同心默祷。